Yes. Man, that's good stuff. I mean, you can't go wrong with music like this. You really can't. So this is the Producer's Journal podcast. My name is Derek. Thank you for joining me today. Instagram at the Producer's Journal. Go to shelbyroweproductions.com for more information. Please message me. Let me know what you think about this podcast. Even if you hate it, let me know. I mean, let's listen to more of this stuff. I mean, come on, really? That's great. Oh! Drum solo. Followed by some fuzzy guitar, man. This is classic. So today I want to talk about the mindset behind your value. Your value as the producer. By now you're an agency. Let's pretend you're an agency. And you have editors on your team. And you are, in essence, giving money away, right? You are paying someone to edit for you. So now you have to think in terms of margins. And I want to talk about your value and how I've come to figure this out over time. But in order to do this, let's A, do some math, but also start at the beginning with your first hire and how to build from there. So on my previous episode, I talk about how I delegated to my first editor and what that was like and letting go and trying to survive by giving money away, giving up some money and income in order to get this first editor up and running. That first podcast that you delegate to your editor is the only time you lose money. It's the only time. And here's why. For math purposes, let's use $20 rate for the editor, and my rate was $30 an hour to the client. So when I gave up that first podcast, I went from making 100% of all revenue down to, at least for that podcast, down to 30%. So I was making $30 an hour, handed $20 an hour off to some guy. That's a loss. So now I'm only making 30%, correct? I mean, it's math, 33%. So yeah, I lost money on that very first one. But the minute you bring in a new client and you immediately farm that stuff to your editor, now you're making money. You might be breaking even now from what you lost on that first episode, rather first podcast. But you are making money on this new podcast and not editing. So there's a profit margin there, but are you losing money? Bring in a third client, farm the stuff out to the left, just push it to your editor. Okay, there's a profit margin there, but are you losing money? By now, you shouldn't be. If you still are, you get the math wrong, and that's what we're going to talk about. So let me ask you this. Would you rather make $30 in an hour or $10 in 10 minutes? Think about that. $30 an hour or $10 in 10 minutes? Well, if you extrapolate out, $10 in 10 minutes is $60 an hour, correct? So you tell me which is better, 30 an hour or 60 an hour? Of course, 60 an hour all day long. That's double, right? That right there is the math and mindset that you need to understand that you're not losing money and it's increasing your value. So you're asking, what do you mean by $10 in 10 minutes? Well, here's why. You went from editing this one particular episode and it took an hour of your time and you earned $30 from it. Great. You farm it out. It's $20 an hour to your editor. It takes him or her 1 hour to do it. So you're still invoicing your client $30 for that 1 hour. But it didn't take you 60 minutes to complete that task. It took you 10 minutes overall for the tasking to your editor with an email or two, or you're communicating on Slack, or as you build, you're using Trello or Monday or Asana, whatever you may be using. But there's a little bit of work on the front end to delegate the files to your editor. Okay. What does that really take? A couple minutes. In reality, I mean, think about it. Once you have your system down, that takes no time. Okay, then in the middle, your editor feeds you the first draft, then you send that off to the client for review. What is that? A few more minutes? Really? I get an email from my editor, then I forward the files to the client. Easy peasy. That could possibly be it. But they come in with another edit, a revision. I'm the middle of the hourglass. It just filters through me and I just send it to my editor. That takes no time. Goes back to the client. They approve. Good to go. I'm the one uploading and scheduling in the host, Libsyn, Podbean, what have you. That takes a few minutes to do. Done. So you could realistically do all of that in 10 to 15 minutes. Let's say 10 for math purposes. Again, do I want to earn $30 for 1 hour's worth of work or earn $10 for 10 minutes worth of work? It's $10 for 10 minutes all day long. It's $60 an hour. That's your value now. That is what you are worth. So you went from $30 an hour on your Upwork profile or your Fiverr profile to $60 an hour. Now, it's not that easy to just all of a sudden pop a raise out there and wanting to charge more money. But at that moment, that is your value. That is what you are worth. That is what your time is worth. Congratulations. You're worth a lot more than you thought. But on that very first podcast you hand to your editor, you have lost. You went from 100% down to 33% on that podcast, but then overall, your overall revenue is not a drop of 70% for everything. But you are losing some money on that very first one. But use that time, that 1 hour that freed up on your week, use that 1 hour to get a new client. Do everything you can. Once you get that new client, that $30 an hour, you farm it out to your editor for $20 an hour for them. Boom, bam. Are you making $10 an hour or are you making $10 in 10 minutes? You're making $10 in 10 minutes because of the just purely just being the delegator in the center of that hourglass. And you just keep stacking. You bring in new clientele and that stacking, let's say you stack four in a row. It doesn't work this way realistically, but let's just pretend. Let's pretend that you get six episodes at once from six different clients, and you take 10 minutes for each podcast to delegate to your editor. Okay, so you just made $60 in that hour, but you had to work all 10 minutes, right? You had to work all 60 minutes because of 10-hour increments for each podcast. So now you put in a full hour's worth of work. Do you want to do a full hour of editing for $30 or a full hour of delegation for $60? $60 an hour all the way, right? That's in a perfect situation where if you fill up a full hour of delegation at that $10 an hour profit margin, Okay, that's how it works. But it doesn't work that way. It doesn't work where you have a full hour of delegation. But you extrapolate. You figure out if I'm making $10 in 10 minutes on this episode in value, that's $60 an hour. So now what happens is, and what happened for me is, now I'm starting to catch on to what my value is, A, and B, we got to get the rates up because I want a better profit margin. I want to charge someone $40 an hour and still pay my editor $20, which is fine. That's business. And you give raises as you go, which I have. But I hired someone at $20 an hour on purpose. A, he was good. But $20 an hour is admirable. That's a, you know, $20 an hour for anyone is good, right? But now I have a number to base my rates off of. So let's give myself a raise. Let's give the agency now an hourly raise. Now let's say $40 an hour. That's my new value in terms of what the client's going to see. Great, I get a new podcast. Boom. Hour, let's say an hour of labor, I charge them 40, I pay out 20. Now I'm making $20 in 10 minutes. Think about that. That extrapolates to 120 an hour of your value. Now you're worth like beginners, like lawyers kind of money, like $120 an hour. I don't care who you are. That's fucking great. And now that's your value. Keep stacking that. All right? Do you want to work an hour's worth of time in editing for $40 an hour? Or do you want to earn $120 in 1 hour by delegating 6 podcasts in that hour? Again, doesn't work that way, but that's the mindset. Think about that. You want to make $120 an hour all day long. That's what you want to do. And you continue to stack those. And overall, man, you're making money. You are not losing money at all. You are making money. You are growing. Please don't think every time you take in a new client and you're paying your editor $20 an hour to edit for you as loss. It is absolutely not loss. It's just your value has changed. You're making more money and you're constantly freeing up more time to keep on growing. And by now, you can start handing off all the old editing that you've still kind of been hanging on to, slowly peeling away the client base that you've been editing yourself still all along, because you can't give all your work away at once. And then eventually, you give up all the editing. And now you're purely CEO, you're working on your business instead of in your business, and you can keep growing. Hire more editors, delegate more, and that's how you grow. To the point where at some point you'll max out then too. That's a whole other discussion, but then that's when you bring in an assistant to help you delegate and help you manage. That's a whole other episode there, but that's the mindset that you want to have. I'll cap it with this. I'm going to ask you this question, and I'd love to hear from you. Go to Instagram at The Producer's Journal and send me a direct message. This is my question to you. Would you rather make $30 in an hour or $30 in 10 minutes? Because that's possible too. As you raise rates, I'm at a point now where I'm making, let's say, $50 in 10 minutes. Think about that. So let me rephrase this question. Let's go big numbers. Do you want to make $50 an hour or $50 in 10 minutes? That's $300 an hour when you extrapolate it. And those are the kind of numbers I'm at. But it took a long time to build to that point. And you can do it too. It starts with hiring that one editor. But overall, that mindset of cost over value and what your value is. My value at the moment is $300 an hour. And that's just the way it's going to be. And I'm happy about that. So let me pump this music back up. Which is, that right there is bad radio. You don't announce the music at the end. You fade it in. Right? more often than not, this is all in post-production, but not here. I like doing this in real time to pretend that I'm a hack radio DJ, which is also why I don't edit. I'm trying to do all of this off the cuff to get better at thinking on my feet. And if you've made it this far and you're actually a fan of this podcast and you listened to everything, thank you, because you are definitely suffering through a lot of mumbling and filler words and nonsense. But how do you get better at something? You just keep doing it. And that's it. So I hope you're doing well. I hope you're growing your business. And I hope your value becomes $300 an hour, because that's when you can really start making a living. Again, Instagram @theproducersjournal, ShelbyRowProductions.com. Take care now.